What is the tree of knowledge? How does it work? Everything that you believe is tree of knowledge. What does it mean believe? It means that you don't actually know, because you don't have any proof. You didn't see it, didn't experience it, so you have to believe it. When I measure the truth value of something, I am measuring, in essence, the proportion of tree of life in what that something says. Or I could say, I measure the not tree of knowledge part. Most of us, in fact 8 billion of us, believe most of what is said in tree of knowledge. Or if we don't believe, we have no way to know if it was true or not, because we are not quite in the position to test it. We are not in a position to replace it with tree of life, because of how we live, because of our lack of curiosity, because of our lack of adventurousness, or low TLB. So we believe the opposite, or believe something different, but we still just believe. Today's tree of knowledge is 97% inaccurate, made up, misunderstood or flat out untrue. We could say bullshit, but that would be also inaccurate. We can only know that it is not proven. That it is probably made up, assumed. Or maybe, on the surface, it is even proven but you base the proof on not true premises. If Ayn Rand had a contribution to the world is to say, if A is not A, check your premises. Because the premise can also come from the tree of knowledge, not from reality, most of what you build on them is also false. This is why one of the most important measurements in my starting point measurements is your vocabulary. Words create the premises. And unless the words are astute, accurate, deep, and come from personal experience, they create false premises. And with that delusion, misery, ineffectiveness, and ultimately unhappiness. Happiness. Happiness is the state when you don't make anything wrong. When nothing bothers you. Things are the way they are. A is A. Unhappiness is the state where A is not A. This is one distinction. Happiness, the way Tree of Knowledge has it, is a forced bubbly giggle. Not that A is A, instead that A is A plus. Not reality. Messed up. Resulting in a life that is not effective, not smooth, not productive, and an experience of unhappiness. I am old. I am rickety. And my work is 98% of the work I do is unpleasant. And yet I am happy 91% of the time. Meaning, for me the unpleasantness of the work, your resistance, how you are is A is A. My job is to take you to where you can experience the same. Whatever that is. It is an unpleasant activity, because you don't want A to be A. You want it to be something else. So the ones who want everything to be different all the time. They are the hardest cases, they can't even settle for one A to be A. The curse of the ideal or the standard. They have an ideal and they in their life is not a match to that. The nature of ideal is that it is impossible to attain. That is why there is a word for it, a word different from a goal, a result, an achievement. And you see, this is where the inaccuracy of your vocabulary is deadly. If you think you should have the ideal, you are condemning yourself to slow death. Death by unhappiness, death by scrambling, death by never seeing the sky. So to say, the gap between A and the ideal is inviting cancer to move in, and grow unmitigated. Happiness. Many say, happiness is lowering your expectations. It is still imprecise. Happiness is really accepting A as A, instead of resisting it, or wanting it to be anything different. Yourself, the other, life. A is A. A great starting point to grow from. The nature, the original design of humans is to grow. But the only place you can grow from is A as A. Not accepting A as A is the state of the 8 billion. This is a theory, not the truth, the powers that be. The elite manufactured a virus, a Frankenvirus that was mighty disappointing as a death-causing weapon. But whether it was the prelude of this cancer epidemic is still a question. But cancer is a lot more deadly, and will keep people in fear even more than the barely serious virus was. And a people in fear is a people like sheep. Ready for the slaughter. Am I curious enough to see where it's going? Musseltist says somewhat. I don't feel curious, but source says, I am curious. I love the idea of human. Humanity. But I hate the actuality. In individual coaching I can see that people do the best they can. And their best is very little, very puny, very insignificant. I watch them not understanding any more than they already understood from the tree of knowledge. I watch nothing to make a difference for them, nothing to change their minds. Too little too late. That is one way to tell the history of humanity. Every once in a while there were mostly men who were less enslaved by the tree of knowledge. And saw at least a little bit of how to become, how to match the original design of human. And they all failed. One of them, Hillel the Elder said. If I am not for me, who is for me? But no one understood what that meant. Even though it is brilliant. What everybody understood, if anything, is that the world's, other people's job is not to be for me, but to be for themselves. And their job is to be for themselves. But how? Doing what? I tell you what. The first thing to do for yourself is to look at the world, people, yourself and practice saying what supposedly God said, it is good. Things are the way they are, people are the way they are. Everything is what they are. And that is good. A is A. God, if there was a God, didn't say, oh, F. Adam is not the way Adam should be. And they shouldn't have eaten from the apple. God didn't say A is not A. F. You did. And you think that it makes you astute? You think that you can fix it? Or at least should be able to fix it? You are like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, moronic. So had Hillel seen beyond where he saw, he would have said, what you can do for yourself that no one can do for you is what is your job. You can start looking at everything through the eyes of A as A. And if you do that, not just pretend that, not have A as not A hidden by pretense, then yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. If you look at the poem and examine it through this distinction, you only have power if and when you see A as A with no emotion attached. What you'll see that everything that Kipling said is only possible when A is A. So if you want happiness, results, a life that works, that is where you need to work, at the root, and fully establish A is A. When? How? Another say A is not A. They say that to say that A should be something else. In the reality challenge, that is all we look at. All your shoulds. To this day not one person realized that their worldview is what they are supposed to work on, the should comes up. And creates a choice. You choose. And just made AA. The way it is, the way to happiness, fulfillment, productivity, health. Everything you ever wanted. But if the shoulds keep on hanging in there, you won't have any of it. Can't. Happiness is when A is A, not what some would say it should be. Not what you wanted? Want what is. And you'll have the power to create what you want. But only then. Use the reality challenge to get the picture. The more shoulds you find, the more likely you'll get cancer. Guaranteed.